Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Shortly before 3 p.m. on Monday, Alaska State Troopers responded to a two-vehicle head-on collision close to Highway Milepost 71.5 near Watson Lake. Once on the scene, troopers determined a southbound red 1998 Ford Explorer, driven by Theodore Zelicki, age 57, of Wisconsin, crossed the center line and collided with a white 2022 Toyota Corolla. The Corolla was driven by Keith Cook, age 66, of North Carolina. Multiple people, including both drivers, suffered serious injury as a result of the accident and were taken from the scene by emergency responders. One of Zelicki's passengers, Wanda Cook, age 59 of Wisconsin, was pronounced dead on scene as a result of her injuries. The Sterling Highway was closed in both directions for approximately 4 hours while troopers investigated the scene. Traffic was diverted along Skelak Road until the vehicles and debris were removed from the road and crash victims transported to medical facilities. Around the same time, another vehicle accident was reported near mile 100 of the Sterling Highway, near the intersection of Echo Lake Road. Traffic was halted in both directions of the highway while emergency responders were on the scene. Medical helicopters were dispatched to both accidents, and investigations into both incidents are ongoing. The Soldotna Chamber of Commerce will be hosting the Spark Soldotna Grant event in November. The Chamber's annual Shark Tank-style event aimed at giving entrepreneurs the opportunity to present new or enhanced business products or ideas to Soldotna.
So since 2019, the Soldotna Chamber has awarded $14,000 to community entrepreneurs through our Small Business Scholarship Program.
Said Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Maddie McElray.
The winner receives a $4,000 prize. And really, this can be everything from new ideas to established businesses. You can use this grant for marketing, training your employees, new equipment or software, product costs, really anything. If you think that, you know, you could benefit from $4,000 from your business or business idea.
Interested applicants must complete the online application no later than Friday, October 13th at 5 p.m. Applications will be reviewed by an internal Soldotna Chamber team, and selected applicants must be prepared to present their business idea and or product in person to the Sparks Soldotna Business Scholarship Selection Committee the evening of Saturday, November 11th.
It's a really fun event. Whether you win or not, it's also fun to watch our local entrepreneurs give their speech, tell us more about their businesses. So we'll give a good highlight to all of our chosen participants as well.
Said McElray.
We'll have about a week to review all the applications, select our participants, and then give them some time as well to get their presentations together.
For more information on Spark Soldotna, visit this article at RadioKenai.com. A civil rights group is asking the state court system to order an independent investigation into the Alaska Department of Corrections after a record number of deaths were reported last year. The request from the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska came Thursday when it announced separate lawsuits against the State Department of Corrections on behalf of two men who died by suicide while in prison in the last year, the Anchorage Daily News reported. The lawsuits, filed jointly by the organization and private attorneys on behalf of family members of the two men, seeks financial settlements and the outside investigation. According to statistics from the department, 18 inmates died under the department's control in 2022, seven of those by suicide. The previous high was 16 deaths, two by suicide, in 2002. One lawsuit was filed on behalf of family members of James Ryder. It alleges he was placed in a cell alone at the Matsu pretrial facility in Palmer, despite being a known suicide risk. He died by suicide last September, 11 days after being jailed. The other lawsuit was filed on behalf of the family member of Mark Cook Jr., who was held for weeks on a disorderly conduct charge at the Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau because his family couldn't afford bail. The lawsuit alleges Cook had debilitating back pain from an injury, and it worsened to the point he could not get up from the floor of his cell. The lawsuit alleges he covered the camera in his cell and died by suicide in April. Family members said both men were in solitary confinement when they died. Further details available at RadioKenai.com. A Bell 206 Long Ranger helicopter and a De Havilland Canada DHC-2 Beaver collided in midair while flying within the Katmai National Park and Preserve north of Lake Colville near the American Creek drainage on Monday. The pilot of the Long Ranger was forced to make an emergency landing.
They were in the air, they were both under power, and they came into contact and they both had to make emergency landing,
said the superintendent of the Katmai National Park and Preserve, Mark Stern. Plans to recover the aircrafts are ongoing. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.